You know, it's interesting. I hear a lot of every investigator says, well, you know, we can't do indirect comparison between studies. And then they go ahead and do it with that caveat. And it's fine. But it's interesting, you know, when you think about comparing between studies, something like survival, which there's no doubt about what that event is, as opposed to something like progression-free survival and response rate. And I hear a lot of renal investigators comparing indirectly progression-free survival. And I kind of wonder about that because there's so, it seems like such a, my take is it seems like kind of a not such a hard endpoint.
Well, it is and it isn't. It's hard because it's determined in most of these studies in a very robust way with independent review. So that makes it a legitimate endpoint. But on the other hand, the definition of progression-free survival varies from study to study. The scan interval is
exactly
what determines the,
right,
the time to progression. And so if we go back to the study with RAD-001, the scan interval was 8 weeks. And that's exactly what was seen in terms of the improvement in progression. In the sorafenib trials, the scan interval was 8 weeks, and then it went to 12 weeks. And so they are quite different at times, and we have to keep that in mind. And so very often the progression interval is determined by the scan interval. And so in that sense, it's a much less independent endpoint than is survival. And you're right. I think we have to keep that in mind. And you know, the way I like to compare these kinds of data are to, we'll use progression-free survival because that's all we have right now. We have precious little survival data. But we need to focus on the group of patients and as best we can match the groups. And I like to use the Memorial Sloan Kettering prognostic groups. And what I like to look at is, let's say we'll focus on the favorable group in both categories and say, what is the progression-free survival in both of those groups? And that's not ideal, but it's what we have right now. And I think you're absolutely right, though. This is an endpoint that can be used to get a drug approved, but only within the context of the study. Once we get out of the study and we try to make comparisons across trials, then we have to keep in mind that these are sometimes flawed.